everyone. My name's Kirill, and if you know me and you're close to me, you know to call me Kay, and you're tuning into Kay's Drama. And this is where we talk about certain things unfiltered, and of course, we get a little bit candid with some of my closest friends, and some of them I just met recently. And welcome to our room, Coach James.
Give him a big hand. It's great to be here. Yeah.
Yes, Coach James, obviously a coach. He's been in the fitness industry for 20 some years, and he is a Pilates instructor. And I need Pilates in my life because I have scoliosis.
Yes.
I have had scoliosis since I was young. So we pretty much had a clue that I would get scoliosis because my mom has scoliosis. Yes. She had me when she was 16. And I'm pretty sure, well, this is not like scientific fact, that the weight of a baby made the S-curve bigger. So later on in life, she had two titanium rods placed in her back. Yeah. So she is, in fact, Iron Woman.
True. Very strong.
Because Iron Man doesn't have iron. It's titanium.
Yeah, titanium.
Yeah, hence the song. So yeah, to avoid getting to that level, I do Pilates. Yes.
Which is good. Which is very good.
Yeah. I guess my Pilates journey started when I was young and I went to the Cardinal Santos rehab center, and it was so scary to me being there because I could hear everybody moaning.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't a pleasant experience to be in your teens and knowing that you would have to do rehab for your back. Sabi ko parang, this is not the place for me.
True.
Then one day, I read an article about Madonna, and since I always get starstruck about all these things that celebrities do, I was like, she does Pilates. Maybe I can do that. And I did see a sign. I saw the sign and it opened up my eyes in Ortigas and it said Pilates. And it was a beautiful studio. So I went in and I just enrolled. So that was the start of my Pilates journey. Many years later, I met you.
Which is an awesome opportunity.
During the pandemic. So we met without seeing each other's faces.
Yes. It's always so been a mask.
So when I first saw James without a mask, I was so confused. I was like, this is what it feels like, pala, to meet someone during a pandemic where you just see this.
Yes, just this.
And you're guessing what the rest. So this is really weird, right?
It is.
Although you can't see everything right now, diba, parang when you unmask.
Yeah, true. And then you get that.
Diba? Parang superhero. Pala.
Yeah.
And this is you, like, Clark Kent.
This is me.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been great knowing you because our journey, well, I say our journey because it suddenly became a couple's journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yael, during the pandemic, lost his neck. He got so big.
I remember.
Oh, it was horrible. He was like this. Oh no, he's just outside. So Yael, like most of us, gained weight during the pandemic.
Yes,
except you. Shut up. What am I saying? You're always fit. So Yael gained so much weight during the pandemic, as did I. But he was so gigil with his weights.
Yes.
So his arms got really nice and, you know, parang macho. Yes, but he almost lost his neck.
Yeah.
And I said, James, how what am I going to do about my husband? I don't think I can have a husband without a neck. I'm all about loving the person you're with, like, deep in your heart. But gosh, if he has no neck, parang hindi ko kaya, please help us. We did. He did not try it. Buti na lang, James is so madaldal, like, yeah. So they got along well. And he was able to really try, no?
Yes,
kasi
yes.
He was able to open his mind.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the NBA bubble was happening, so you also know what all the NBA stars were doing at the time. And some of them were doing Pilates to lengthen their playing lives.
Yes, definitely.
So people were playing into their 30s, which wasn't the thing talaga before.
Yeah, people didn't know even that, you know, the athletes do it. So they're really, really surprised, like,
parang,
especially in the pandemic.
Diba, parang reveal, workout reveal. Ah, yun pala yung secret niya. A lot of ballerinas do it as well.
Yes. Yes, a lot of football players, I believe Ronaldo does it also. So there's going to be a lot of people do it.
Okay. So if you could define Pilates, because a lot of people think Pilates equals yoga, and that's like a weird misconception.
Mm-hmm.
So how would you like simply put it?
I would put it as One, it's a low impact exercise.
Low impact.
Low impact exercise, focusing on stretching and strengthening at the same time.
Mm-hmm. So specifically for me, I try to strengthen my back.
Yes. Strengthen all the muscles in your back so that it keeps you upright.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to focusing on just, oh, can I bend this way? Can I bend that way? So we're focusing on making sure that your anatomy stays intact.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal alignment of your body.
So yeah, because evolution makes sure that we are upright.
Yes.
Animals.
Animals, yeah, correct. That's true.
Yeah, yeah, so we don't want to go back there. So yeah, in the Philippines, lalo na parang pagkuba ka, it's really not aesthetically pleasant, but also it is not easy to walk like hunched down.
Hunch, yeah.
Siguro through the years, people have attempted to get me to wear a brace, which is like something my mom wore, and that was like a silver thing, mm-hmm, diba? Mm-hmm. And then other things were invented na parang
just
back
to keep
support.
It upright. Yes, that's true.
But it didn't really work so much.
It's not. It's not gonna help you because it's just really parang a band-aid.
A band-aid solution.
A band-aid solution to an existing problem that can be fixed when you do exercises.
Okay, so that's Pilates, basically. Some celebrities do it. I think yung pinaka na-impress ako was Dita Von Teese.
Oh.
So, you know, she's curvy and parang, oh, that's like a real body, but like exaggeratedly sexy.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the reasons why I always wanted to maintain the Pilates aside from just the scoliosis.
Sure.
But the scoliosis was a starting point.
Mm-mm.
Teacher Vinya, who was with me in West Side Story, was one of my teachers before she moved to Hong Kong.
Ooh.
And then finally you came along. So I've had a lot of teachers, but a lot of them like go abroad. Because the pay is good. Please don't leave us yet.
Yeah, I won't. I promise actually to help out people. So that's pretty much my thing.
Yeah, so today we are going to give some tips for everyone. Because Pilates is kind of expensive. It's pricey.
It is.
I just think of it as investing in my health. Because it is health and fitness. Parang
it is.
I do get inspired by classmates or other people in the studio who are older than me and they're so strong.
You see it,
and they never miss a day, no?
Yeah, parang, they never miss a day.
Yeah. They're better than me. Yeah, so they're actually my fitspos, if that's still a word. Is that still a word?
Parang
hindi na siya hashtag.
Hindi na siya hashtag.
It's no longer a thing. So yeah, I discovered when we were doing Sound of Music last March, because I was wearing heels every day. So I was wearing heels Tuesdays to Sundays, two shows in the weekend. And during that time, when we would do Pilates, masakit yung legs ko. So sabi ko, ay, mas mga pala heels. Doon ko lang dalawan, diba? Plus I would run around in my heels backstage.
Yeah.
So we would do this one exercise, which was the barrel exercise, where the leg is
up. Yeah, so that's what we call, in the barrel exercise, it's called ballet stretches.
Ballet stretch ba yun? Okay.
On the barrel.
Yeah, so my leg is up and I cannot bend down.
Yes, to just even reach.
Because it was that tight.
It was that tight.
So that's when I discovered, although I don't have a scientific study, but from my own observation, heels are bad. And those weren't even my regular heels. They were just maybe 2-inch heels. My regular heels for work are 4 inches.
Ouch.
Diba?
Yeah.
So varicose veins and the tightness. Parang hindi.
Galit na calves.
Hindi pala siya okay. So I've been wearing more sneakers lately. So buti na lang it's a thing to wear sneakers.
True.
Although parang sumakit yung pa ako dun sa isa kong shoes na hindi na break in.
Uh-oh.
So just for like the regular person, can you help them understand why we should be wearing heels less? Or maybe for special occasions na lang.
Yeah, for special occasions, I think it would be better. I guess because a lot of people are fixated in fashion. And, you know, I can't blame them. They like fashion.
I love my heels.
Yeah, you love your heels, right? Yeah. But we want to focus also on making sure that what is the normal position of the foot?
Okay.
The normal position of the foot is the heel is down. Mm-hmm. And when you're always wearing heels, it elevates the heel up.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is your body now has that adaptive shortening. So that means adaptive shortening, that muscle right there on your calf shortens out because it's now used to being elevated.
Mm-hmm.
So sanay na siya nakataas yung heel. So what happens is when you remove the heel, it's like you're always in a tiptoe position. So every time you're in a tiptoe position, your ankle has to actually flex, or the ankle has to move up. So that means when I say flex, the toes has to go towards you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so what happens is if you can't do that, your body will look for another position to find mobility. Okay. So the next thing is the knees.
So to the ladies listening, you don't have to tune out because there is a solution. We're not saying don't wear your high heels. We're saying you have to stretch.
Yes, you have to stretch.
So what is this stretch that they can do for free? Thank you for the advice.
For free.
So we're going to do the video, right? So you can catch the video.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So what you can do is just, you know, one thing is just like put your feet down like that.
Okay, in a seated position.
And then place your hands right there onto the tip of your foot. And then just gently pull it back. So that's just a basic stretch. You want to feel that nice little stretch right
here.
Yeah. So that's your calves.
Calves.
Yeah. And your calves, usually that's the part where you get that adapted shortening.
Wait, guys, how mahal to. Please pay attention.
And then you want to make sure that after, let's say, a night out.
Okay, night out.
Night
okay.
out. You want to stretch that before... Uh-huh. Going to bed. And then you want to actually turn the ankles around. Let's say semicircle and then reverse it again for about 8 repetitions. And you're pretty much good for the day.
Lasing na sila.
Lasing ka na.
So put some music on.
Kasama yung katawan. Yeah. So either that or you want to go a little bit more, let's say, a little bit more hardcore in a way. So you find the wall. And you put your feet against the wall. So that's right about in your toes again.
So should we get you a box of some sort so you can demo?
Actually, just this. You can actually see this little ledge right there, right?
I will demo.
See, you will demo. So you want to focus on making sure that your feet is flushed against that.
Mm-hmm. And better straight now. So straight, let's do it here.
So you're pretty good right there. And you just want to make sure that you pull the toes back.
Ooh.
That stretch. Mm-hmm. And you're wearing sneakers.
Yeah. And I was wearing sneakers. I didn't even put the lift in.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that is something. So how many of those?
Oh, well, you just do about, 10 to 12?
10 to 12
repetitions. If you
don't ask for help because it hurts and you might bite. Diba? Parang... Humingi ka na nga ng tulong, mag-away pa kayo.
Oo nga, that's true, diba? Parang, sakit.
So yeah, that's a practical tip. So it's not exactly Pilates, but Pilates exercise? It is part of it.
I mean, it's also part of just a normal exercise routine for some people, you know, athletes do that also to soften their calves. Even if they're wearing like shoes like yours, sneakers, right? That part where they still run, elevates their heels. Mm-hmm. And especially for basketball players, when they run, they mostly run on their...
Tippy toes. Okay.
So pretty much. Because it's more efficient for them. Which is kind of good. It also, reduces the strain and makes it more efficient for their run. But the problem is at the end of the day, that tightens up.
Yeah. So I just really wanted to make sure women knew this because I don't know what the long-term effects of the tightness would bring. Mm-hmm. Would you say that it affects the knees also?
It affects the knees, definitely.
Yeah, because I don't want anyone to have knee surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Like my mother-in-law had knee surgery and though I'm once again not a scientist or did I study this, but if she had been working in high heels for years and not stretching accordingly, diba parang, maybe that would have helped her out. So that's why we wanna, this is a public service announcement, free exercises.
It is.
And it's quite practical and you can do it with a wall. Yeah. Maybe not with a friend kasi masakit.
Oo nga.
Mag-aaway talaga kayo.
Pamakalo mo pa yung friend mo.
Yeah, but aside from kunwari, heels, like, what are other practical tips that you can give? I mean, I have you here and you can help people out. So
definitely, I would love to.
I know one is the cell phone and I've seen this a lot on TikTok and on Insta. So what is that thing that you say with like the position of the phone?
Okay, so now your head is about 12 pounds.
Depende kung malaki ulo mo.
Depende kung malaki ulo mo, tama.
So pag mayabang, anong weight?
Times 10?
Depende.
Yeah, so 12 pounds siya.
Okay.
So now, that 12 pounds of pressure is actually on your neck. The more that your head goes forward, it actually multiplies. So it goes forward about 10 degrees forward. Uh-oh. It's about now 24.
Okay.
And it goes 36. And when you have a cell phone right in front of you, usually people just put it closer to the chest.
Especially when they're hiding from the teacher.
Yes.
Or
committing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're hiding
So the more closer to your chest, the more load that you're getting it from your neck.
Oh my gosh.
So that that's what we call adaptive shortening. When you remove that and you lift your head up, that neck has got used to being forward. So that's why you'd see a lot more people.
And it's a changing posture.
Adaptive
shortening.
Yes.
So we are in fact getting shorter then.
In a way. Yeah.
When you could be taller.
Yes, when you could be taller.
Hindi na lang siya straighten your back, no?
Hindi
put
na.
Your, don't put your phone down.
Oh, true.
Plus, so you're supposed to use your phone directly in front of you?
As much as you can. It might look weird kasi parang matanda na ganyan, di ba?
And then would you say it has to be far? Hindi. Kasi ano, yung angle ng ulo pala.
Yung angle ng ulo. Kasi your head has to be stacked on top of your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
If it's forward, then that's where you start to feel the strain. Hindi mo siya nararamdaman ngayon.
Uh-huh.
Because again, the body will adapt. And got adapt it. And adapt. Then it'll just say hello to you when you get younger.
Yung hello na yan, yung tawag namin pag masakit na yung hello, eto na yung pain.
Yes, hello. This is the years of doing it.
While you're giving us free advice and free tips, what kind of exercise can you do now that, you know, we've been doing that wrong phone placement for months, well, years?
One, just lift up the phone a little bit higher. Uh-huh. It doesn't need to be super high, like align in the head. Uh-uh. Just a little bit higher if you catch yourself.
Okay.
Especially when people, when they sit down, usually they put their phones on their lap. And then they bring their head down. So pretty much that weight puts a lot of pressure on the neck.
12
pounds
12
times
pounds.
Two, how many degrees?
Depend. Plus, plus.
Yeah, so plus. So maximum of 36.
So no exercise, no stretch?
Oh, you can actually just stretch. Okay. Again, first we want to take out the habits.
The habit, okay.
Because if you have the habits, no matter how much you stretch and you go back into it, it's the same thing.
Okay.
So you want to address the issues first.
No to band-aid solutions.
Yes,
it's your thing. Okay.
As much as you can. I mean, I accept that there are, you know, certain situations where you need a band-aid, but not all the time.
Got it.
Not all the time. Because you want to get that habit out. Because if you get that habit out, then you start to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, pretty much like an example. You already sit for how many minutes? Or 30 minutes, an hour, or whatever. Especially for people who work. Pag umupo sila, it's about an hour. And they forget to stand up. Then you have their phone pa. So everything collapses down. Remember, every day, we are fighting gravity. Hinahatak tayo ng gravity.
Okay, so that's why a lot of people have been using... My best friend uses a standing desk.
Mm-hmm.
And worst of all, she is just so into her health and fitness that she has one where she has like a... Ano ba tawag doon? Like a treadmill.
Oh, treadmill.
She's so into it. Parang her main goal is never to get hospitalized.
Yeah.
She wants to be healthy.
True.
Because sabi nga niya, sometimes it's when you get hospitalized that, you know, things, bad things happen.
Yeah, that's where everything goes down.
Even if you're not really sick, di ba? So parang, she's gotten so far as getting a standing desk. She's just, sabi ko, grabe yung fitness level. Even yung little habits, magkakasundo kayo. So, sitting down in an office is even like...
Yeah, it's really, really bad for you.
Not advisable. So, how many breaks do you have to take? I mean, like walking breaks.
As much as possible, remind yourself every 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Remind yourself every 30 minutes to stand up and walk.
30
Actually,
minutes?
Pinakamatagal na yung 30 minutes. Kasi pag sobrang tagal, may term na sinasabi na your my butt fell asleep.
Uh-huh.
Like everything. That is actually true. What happens when you sit down is your muscles, your glutes, your butt, actually turns off. And the moment you stand up, you do not engage that.
Uh-huh.
The thing that you engage is your knees. So a lot of people, pag tumayo, humahawak sa tuhod just to get up. Because lahat na ng pressure dun sa knees, your bum turned off.
We're in, you know, kasi Pilates is about core support.
Yes.
So even pala your bum.
Yes, your bum. You know, pag tumayo ka, kailangan yung glutes mo nag-i-engage or nag-work. Pag tumayo ka and you don't feel your glutes come up, like contract, let's say like that. Ibig sabihin, lahat na ng pressure nasa tuhod mo.
Uh-huh.
That's why a lot of people pagtatayo, mahawak na ganun sa tuhod just to get up. Kasi wala eh. The glutes are asleep. Parang, okay, hindi ako ginagamit for today, for an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Dito na lang muna ako.
Yes, it's not even an age thing. It's just more of these habits pala parang collect.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say for people who travel a lot, parang nasa bus, nasa plane, kasi that was my main complaint. Parang masakit yung likod ko.
Yes.
Do you have any stretches for that?
Well, one, you want to make sure you stand up first. Especially
okay.
if you're on a long-haul flight. Mm-hmm. We have one of our friends who just came in from LA. 13 hours. And the first thing that she said, like, oh, my back hurts like you.
Mm-mm.
The same thing. And her hips are not pantay. Because she was actually cross-legged most of the time.
Okay, so the main habit is just stand up.
Just stand up. Walk a little bit. If let's say you pretend you're going to want to go to the bathroom or something like that. Just walk a couple of, you know, a couple of steps forward and back and just stand for just a few minutes and then return to your seat just to alleviate that feeling of sinking into the chair. Okay. Because if you sink into the chair, that's where everything turns off. And, you know, that's where you...
So even if you had a comfy chair or couch, it's not that. It's just really the act of sitting and crossing your legs.
Hule.
Huling-hule. Ayan. Being fit and just being mindful of all these habits is important. Mm-mm. But would you say diet is also a big part of, you know, wellness,
yes, self-care? Yes, diet plays a role. As we talked about it before, a lot of people consume sugar.
Yeah, we forget that rice has sugar.
Yes.
So a practical thing would be to substitute, right? Like ako, I've substituted it with adlai.
Yes, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
That's good. Mm-mm. And quinoa. But quinoa is a bit more pricey.
True.
I love how adlai is kind of like rice in the sense na mabigat siya sa chan. Mabigat. Pero hindi siya masarap. So I don't want a lot.
What you can actually compensate is like, divide it, 50% adlai, 50% just white rice. So you're actually having half of the calories, or let's say half of the sugars that you're getting, and you're actually enjoying it. Because when you mix it, like that's what I do. I mix it with just the rice, the white rice. And then I get that, you know, I then.
Not even brown.
Not even brown, it's white rice.
Okay.
Or I get Japanese rice or anything that's yummy rice. Because magkocompensate ka na nga. Might as well get it to be a better kind, diba?
So sugar. Sugar is a big culprit in sa diet.
Sugar is a big culprit. People have been... There are so many trends before. There was the fat trend where everybody in the 80s was trying to remove fat. But people were still getting bigger. And then now, they're figuring out that, oh my God, it's the sugars that's making us big. It's the quality of the food. Because you put a lot of sugar in a food, it makes it yummy, right? And you consume more. But the problem is sugar is bad because when it goes into your body, your body's like, oh, okay, this is so much sugar. I don't need it. So what the body does, it shovels it into your fat cells.
So that's a common culprit nowadays.
That's why a lot of people right now have more diabetes. A lot of them in terms of demography, a lot of people have actually more diabetes now than before.
But I wouldn't blame the rice entirely. We do love our sweets in this country. Yes. Buti na lang hindi ako mahilig sa dessert. Except when I'm stressed, which is a thing also to consider to share, because when I get stressed, I was eating a lot of cake and I was craving so much sugar.
Yes.
And I was telling you, I was like, why? I don't even like sweets. So what were you saying? Why?
When you're stressed, your hormone, your cortisone hormone goes up. Cortisone hormone is a normal stress hormone. And it goes up, that calls into the body, oh, okay, now we're going to induce inflammation because cortisone also induces inflammation. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. But when you're stressed, it's bad.
Got it.
So now when you're inflamed, your body now is looking for a little bit of energy, quick energy. The fastest energy you can get is sugars. That's why you're craving sugar. Sugar in itself also causes inflammation. So it's a double whammy. So, dalawa na yung nagiging problem. So, meron ka ng mataas na sugar in your body, plus you've got cortisone pa.
So, just relax. The key is to relax.
Try to manage your stress. Pretty much what
I said. Manage your stress is a good thing. And I think workouts are good for that. No?
Oh, yeah. Workouts.
Parang, according to Legally Blonde, but you can't be a killer if you're working out because of the happy hormones.
Oh, yeah, the happy hormones.
What does she say in the movie? It's her endorphins.
Endorphins, yeah. Like, you're like
that,
really happy.
That is the way she solved the case.
Yes.
If you're working out, you're just too happy to be a killer.
True. Just imagine. Kaya pala.
Yes, detective. A lot of people do de-stress by running. Ako, I'm not super sporty right now, but I've been swimming a lot.
Which is very good.
Swimming, biking, in the gym.
In the gym, yes.
But what's a good cardio workout? Like, what is a good length? Is 25 minutes really the time?
25 to 30. 25 to 30. Even if you just brisk walking every day for 30 minutes, that's already good for
In the mall, would you consider that brisk walking?
Yes, that's still,
that
still
counts.
That's still considered as...
If you don't break a sweat, does that count?
It's still. I mean,
so aircon brisk walking is fine.
Aircon brisk walking is fine. Misconception ng tao.
Okay.
People think that when you sweat, you're actually releasing fat. No. Sweat is actually just an indication that your body's heating up. And your sweat is your body's way of cooling the body down.
Okay, so hindi ka kailangan naka yung ano garbage bag. Oh, there was a time that was a thing.
What
movie was that?
Yeah, that they were like wearing garbage bag or anything like that, just sweat it out. A problem kasi nang when you sweat a lot, you're losing also all the minerals and everything in your body that your body needs.
That you'll need to replenish
afterwards.
That you need
to replenish after work. Actually, mas scary for some people that they do not sweat. Let's say they've been in an intense exercise, they do not sweat. That means either their body's dehydrated or there's something wrong with their body. Their body actually is not able to gain that thermal heat that they need. Kasi the body needs to function well. But then again, there are people who genetically aren't predisposed. Hindi talaga pawisen. But it comes to a point na pag nag-exert sila ng effort, dapat pawisan sila kahit konti.
Especially in a country like this, parang imposible naman. Even if you're in the mall.
Oh, man. Yeah, definitely.
So it's good to know that you could brisk walk in the mall, huh? So yeah. How many minutes would you say?
Ako, when I say to people, you know, just enjoy. Sometimes when you're, you know, window shopping, hindi mo na shopping talaga, but window shopping, going around the mall, you won't notice that you've been walking around for an hour or two. But as much as possible, please try not to walk around with holding onto an ice cream or anything like that. And you're trying to, oh, this is good. That's like good. And then that's
weights
the thing.
Weights though yun eh.
Weights nga naman. Mabigat nga naman yung food, right? But pretty much when you're eating and then you're walking, you're defeating the purpose in a way. Maybe go around first a couple of, you know, an hour or two. Just stand up and just walk around. And then maybe after that, when you feel that you're a bit hungry. Oh, which is, I'm going to sideline on this one. Some people, when they feel hungry, they think they're hungry, but they're not.
Whatever. What do you mean?
Because hunger and thirst have the same mechanism and feel in the body.
Okay, so you could just be delusional and you're thirsty.
Yes. So some people think na, oh, I'm hungry pala ganun and everything like that. Pero yung pala, you're actually just thirsty.
Oh my God. In Korean, it's pekupayo. I want some mul. To our Korean friends, 안녕하세요. Those are my new words. So, okay, so just have some water.
Have some water. That's what I recommend with people. People think as in, and sometimes when they're like, oh, I'm so hungry and everything like that. I'm like, no, sometimes you're just really, really thirsty. Mm-mm. When you try to drink water and then wait a minute. Drink water, wait a bit in about 30 minutes and then you'll see, talaga bang uhaw ako or gutom? When after 30 minutes when you drink water and you say like, oh, I'm not hungry anymore, you're just thirsty.
You were just thirsty.
I guess first, try to drink water. Diba yung old adage in the olden days when they say, oh, inom ka muna ng tubig before a meal. Kasi people would like to know first if you are really hungry or not.
Okay, well, good tip.
Uh-oh.
But for those who are really, alam mo yun, yung trying their best to start exercising or just living a healthier lifestyle. And I know you know this because you've been a trainer for 20 years. Kunwari, pag New Year's, madaming may New Year's resolution, so the gym is full.
Uh-oh.
And then the next week comes and they're gone. And there are a lot of people who really want to start, but parang they don't find themselves getting in their regular habit. What can you say to them?
Really, it's just really committing. Let's say if you cannot do if you cannot do an hour, try 30 minutes.
Okay.
Small increments first till you get into a habit. Because if you try to push yourself, I'm going to do a 1 hour workout and everything like that, and the next day.
Kasi diba, January 2, that's what you want to do, everything.
Yeah. Definitely, bawe. They want to, you know, get back into it. But the problem is when they get back to it, do an hour exercise the next day, their body's so sore. I was like, oh no, tomorrow I'll just do rest.
Rest day. I deserve this.
Oh yeah, I deserve this. And then that's where it starts to go down again. So just be gentle with your body. Start a little bit, you know, slower. It's okay. You don't need to be gung-ho and say like, oh, I have to push. I have to do this and like that. Because most of the time when people are in their vacation or let's say Christmas vacation, whatever it is, the body's not used to that stress. And then you put the body in stress again on the first day. And if your body's not ready, there's so much bad stuff. There's so much horror stories about that people are having heart problems or whatever it is. And from my experience, I've already seen a couple of people.
And they're not old.
They're not old. They're young.
Yun na nga eh.
Yeah. So, nabibigla yung katawan nila. So, what happens is, nagkakaroon sila ng problems sa heart, nagkakaroon sila ng other you know, problems, joints or whatever it is, because the body's not used to it.
It's hard also when it's not a culture of like really healthy, sporty people. So just having been to Korea myself, and you, I know you were in Taiwan.
Yeah.
Ako, when I was there and whenever I'm abroad, I love it so much that so much people are in the parks.
Yeah.
So the one that I went to this time was a park that had a stream. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the park, there was bigla na lang may waterfalls.
Yes.
And there were like senior citizens getting ready for a hike. And I was like, I can't stop now. Here they go. They're always my inspiration. Like, ah, they can't beat me. But also, I want to be as strong as them when I'm older.
True.
They have their, ano, yung mga tungkod pang.
Yeah, walking stick. Pang, sometimes
walking stick for hiking.
Yeah, to help them.
And even the dogs are skipping in the stones. But also the park is beautiful because each stone has an anti-slip sticker.
Oh, di ba?
I was like, di ba? If the dog can even go hiking, hello.
How about
keep
us,
walking, diba? Girl, di ba?
Yeah, sure.
But it's also nice when it's a culture, you know? Marami kang kasabay.
It is a culture. It is a culture. It has to be ingrained in the culture of it's pleasant to walk. It's pleasant.
It is, no.
Yeah.
And dito kasi we don't want to be malakit. Although, when I was doing a play in CCP, when we did Carousel, the black box is actually somewhere, but people on Sundays, they like to work out. They play tennis. They play basketball. People are jogging. So I wouldn't say people are not doing it. It's just that I wish there were more spaces that were conducive for
same
that.
Same here. Same here.
May waterfalls bigla, tas may coffee shop. You know what I mean? It's just so pretty.
Yeah, like ako, when I was in Taiwan, we hardly noticed the 6 hours that we were biking.
Yon. I guess next time you travel, look for a sporty activity.
Definitely.
Could be a thing. And then bring that habit back home.
Oh, ang problem lang, if you bring it back home, like, saan ako maghahanap?
Baka, ano, Laguna. But there, we have a lot of mga kapadyak now, and they really are biking everywhere. It's beautiful naman din talaga here. I wish it were safer, but
yeah, that's why a lot, like ako, I have a lot of friends who go to the south or go to the north away from Manila just to do biking. Kasi they find it that, you know, you're in nature. You're already biking. You're not noticing how many hours you've been biking. You're not noticing that you're, you know, stressed in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
That you're trying to focus on really getting to that endpoint. Ah, this is the place where, let's say, at the end of this point, I get the coffee or whatever it is.
So that's part of it.
It's part of it. So that
prize.
You get there. Oh, prize when you get there, and then you get a good view, you get a good scenery, and then just relax and you know, tone down a little bit coming in from a very hectic life.
The hectic life. So it's really finding that balance with your work life, especially now the R's. You're not quite sure. Sometimes you'll get a work email. I don't know what time.
Yeah.
But they say that's also like a ting na masyado kong nagigising.
Yes.
So would you say that a lot of these workouts and mga workout trips could help balance your life?
It is. You have to have that balance in your life. Work-life balance. As much as you can.
Do you do a lot of work? Seminars for offices?
Yes.
Does that still happen?
Yes,
okay,
that still happens.
Some offices do care.
Yes, some, you know, there's a couple of offices that I know, and a couple of call center offices that I know that have asked me to help them out.
Because the stress must be high.
Oh, yeah. And definitely, even I taught them how to, you know, do workouts while sitting.
It's really a thing. Okay.
It's really a thing. And even schools, I was even asked by a couple of schools how to improve their physical education curriculum. Because especially now that they're having, you know, K-12 at that time, I was helping out another school develop their curriculum.
Their new PE.
Yeah, PE. And even not just PE. The students will have mind breaks in the school.
Mind breaks. So, syempre, physical health and parang your mental health.
Yeah.
They are connected. Hence my stress and parang need for more workouts.
Yes. Because that's your getaway.
And it's funny lang that the food, parang sometimes we take for granted na, di ba, parang it's the bigger culprit.
It is.
Kasi as we were always talking about, na parang I work out every day. It was my lolo who had to give me the hard truth. I'm working out every day, lolo. Why am I not? And then he's like, no, I think it's your food.
Totoo naman.
I was so defensive. He's like, maybe you need to, you know, check your diet. No, I was like, this is really painful to hear, but I'm going to go try, maybe. And that's the time when I asked you to really help me with my diet.
Yes, yes. And you can see the adjustment, right?
The adjustment, yeah. So we'll just tell people, like, little adjustments. It was really a lot of the rice. Also because in my intolerance test, I was intolerant to rice.
To rice.
My favorite food, so much so that I wrote a song about it. Uh-huh. If I had a choice, I'd eat rice every day with every meal. Yun talaga yun. There was your, detective.
Yes.
That was the problem.
Oh. And I waited. I waited for
this
you.
This is annoying. This part of the story is annoying. He had to wait till I was ready.
Yes.
Because no one can be told to diet.
Yes. Yeah. I cannot force you into something. I have to wait for you to have that emotional need and connection.
Thanks, Lolo. I mean, it was painful, Lolo, but only your Lolo maybe can give you the hard truth.
But again, remember, your Lolo in the olden days never had those convenient foods. Diba? It's always home-cooked food as much as they can.
Although he made us eat all the Cadbury pasalubong.
Oh, there you go.
So that's kind of, Lolo, ha? He was happy. He doesn't also like me to be too skinny. Mm-hmm. He once called me a butiki. He just wanted me to have a little more laman.
Being too skinny naman is not that good too.
Mm-mm. But he's always like really strong. Like he can still do the speedball and everything. Uh-huh. Yeah, he has like a good, strong body.
That's amazing, right? For his age. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, tayo, we'll be the same.
Tayo, aabot tayo doon. I mean, ako talaga, elder people who are strong are my inspiration. Because I always think, oh gosh, I want to be that strong when I'm older.
Same here. I see, like, now with Pilates, I've seen a couple of videos na, I think it was an 85-year-old. I'm actually taking care of a 75-year-old lady that does Pilates.
How many times a week?
3 times a week.
And hindi nag-absent.
Hindi nag-absent. And she moves. She moves like 50-year-old. Ang bilis!
Grabe.
Before talaga, para medyo mabagal siya. Now, the biggest thing nga sinasabi niya, when she went down the stairs, she felt so regal after the first, second session. Parang tipong, wow, this is it pala.
75-year-old, that's like one of your many success stories, right? But there are also young people, like kids, no, who do Pilates.
Yeah, I have, during pandemic, I was taking care of a kid, a 10-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's like 13, I guess. He's coming into 13 years old and he's doing Pilates.
I've seen some ballerina kids also doing Pilates. I'm sure they do their splits well.
Yes, definitely.
Uh-oh. It'll really straighten up your
legs. Yeah, kasi talagang they complement each other.
Mm-hmm.
They complement each other. Again, Pilates was actually two things. It was developed during pandemic. Joseph Pilates developed it during pandemic. It was to help out people who were bedridden.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one, when he moved to New York, he was close to a dance studio.
Okay, so that's why it complements the whole ballet or dancer needs.
Yeah, dancer needs. So they all now went to him because some of the ladies in dance or ballet would have injuries.
Mm-hmm.
And then Joseph Pilates would address and fix that and then get them stronger. And then when they perform, they are better.
That relates to the first topic that we did, which was beauty with Isa Calzado.
Uh-oh.
So yeah, I think it's just really trying to live our lives in the best way and, you know, our best healthy versions.
True. Uh-oh.
So to anyone out there, I know your main thing is to wait for the person to ask you for advice, like health tips and all that. But yung mga talagang, they're like failing over and over. But they want to do something good with their body.
Yes.
What can you tell them?
Well, one thing, accept first.
Okay.
Where are you at right now?
Because
if you're not willing to accept where you're at right now, you're in denial. You're stressing your body the same way.
The stress doesn't help, no?
Yes, it doesn't help talaga. Accept. Then from there, you work gently.
Gently.
Wag mo siyang bibiglain because it's common to have rebounds.
When people talaga. Yeah, that was my fear talaga. Kung mag-yo-yo yung diet, weight.
And remember, when I told you, it's okay. Walang problema, di ba? Laging pag
pero please, ayoko mag-yo-yo.
You're not gonna be yo-yo. Promise ko yun. Promise ko sa'yo yun. But yun yung sinasabi ko, there will be days na you're a bit, you know, you're gonna get a little bit heavy.
Mm-hmm.
But be kind to your body. It's okay. But don't fall into that trap na parang, heavy na ako, heavy na ako. Diretso ang gamama.
No, diba? Not that acceptance.
Oo, di ba? Parang tipang, okay, I'm being kind, medyo ni heavy, okay lang yan, but I know I can work it off. Yun na lang sabihin mo sa sarili mo, I can work it off. And now, you know, pag minsan pa nag-work off ka, oh, but hindi mabilis? Just be patient. Huwag mo siyang mamadalin. Kasi the more ka nagmamadali, the more ka nasa-stress out, the more kang nagkakaroon ng problema. Iyon yung nangyayari. Kasi I've seen a lot of people who try to push themselves to really thin out. And it doesn't come out well. They look so drawn. They look so like this.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, they're so drawn, but they're still having, you know, fats in their belly and everything like that. That's the problem kasi they're stressed out.
Yeah, stress is the killer, strangely, no?
Pretty much. Now, more than ever. Because nawawala na yung balance of quality life.
So, yeah. All those trips abroad or nature trips, di ba?
Nature trips as much as you can, yeah.
I say trips abroad because ang ganda lang makita yung culture nila of fitness.
Diba?
Yeah, in Korea nga, we were also using all the machines that were outside. Parang, sana we had those and sana nobody would steal it para you could just leave it by the river or wherever, di ba?
True. That's what's the same when I was talking about with my partner. Sabi ko ganyan, kung nandito yan sa Pilipinas, most likely, nawala na yan. Diba?
Apparently, meron nga before sa mga riverbanks, parang, tas nawawala.
Nawawala, no? Diba? Yun yung sad part. Mm-mm. I mean, I was in Taiwan, and old people, you know, they were working out, I think it was like 8 p.m. or 7 p.m., they were working out in the park.
They like to hang out in the park
like
as well.
Like the Tai Chi sila or something like that. And some of them were kind of doing like a Zumba type na exercise.
Well, that at least exists here. The Zumba culture.
Yes.
For the ladies, diba?
Yes.
And some men also
do it. Which is very good.
Yeah.
Yan ang maganda.
They become a big barkada.
Oo, totoo.
Yeah. A lot of them do visit Showtime in big groups. And you can see they're very active and very happy.
Yun ang maganda.
I know. So would you say that having a partner or a group would also actually be easier or would be helpful?
It is. Because it encourages you. It encourages you to work out. Especially if you've got a group that's very positive.
Ah, the positivity helps.
Oh, the positivity helps.
Not too much of it.
Not too much of it. Yeah, that's true.
A good amount of positivity.
Yeah, good amount of positivity.
So I think we've got a lot covered today. Like, we have a lot of tips. Any more fitness tips? Outfit? Shoes.
Shoes, please try to avoid wearing too tight of shoes, you know.
Yeah, it's just a dulo. Injury. Mine the other day. What about all those videos we see online? Like, how do we know?
Oh my God.
Is it
a lot of people are gonna
exclusive topic.
A lot of people are gonna, you know,
hate me
or
here we go. No. I mean, what is a good indicator that this trainer is good? Is it that?
It is. Yeah, I'm going to take a lot of flack out of this.
Okay. What is a good...
Let's just put it this way. Just when you see something in Instagram or anything, take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
Don't just
like
follow...
Like even this podcast.
Yeah.
About,
yeah. You know,
this
you're
is not
going to
work. Yeah, this is not going to work for everyone.
Yeah, I would tell people, take a grain of salt what I'm saying. Hindi rin naman ako nagsasabi na I'm Mr. Know-It-All.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain stuff that other people know, which I am open to learning.
Mm-hmm.
But do not base it too much on one person.
Uh-huh.
Open yourself to a lot. I know a lot of people follow other people in Instagram, their fits, inspiration, or whatever it is. But some of them, na-debunk na sila. Some of them would actually just, you know, there are some people who look fit and everything like that. But then we were looking at it. People from the fitness industry were looking at it and was like, oh, they're just trying to copy someone else.
I see.
They get famous, but then yung pala, they have no knowledge. Go with somebody who has knowledge better. The best thing that I could, you know, say is it might work for you. Let's say it might work for you, okay. But it might not work for me. So even if I try to follow your exercises, but we have different needs.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't
plus
work.
Plus my body's different. I have got scoliosis.
Yeah.
I have a lot of limitations also.
Yeah, that's true. So if I try to force myself in like that, wala naman yung nangyari. And I've seen a couple of people who got injuries. Yun ang nangyari. Diba? I've seen a lot of people now, the trend is all about working the glutes, making it bigger, making like that.
Oh, I'm so in right now.
Good in a way,
but
I've seen how their anatomy, their body changes.
Ah, okay. And
which is
that could
not.
Also help make your posture worse.
Yeah. Girls, ladies, I'm sorry. I know it's a good thing when you see people sticking their butt out like so far out.
Oh,
like that
was me when I started. Yeah.
Yeah. What happens is your lower back right there is taking all the brunt of the work. You might not feel it now. Wait a couple of years.
That's me. Especially you posing na yung one side, tapos nakaganyan. Oh, yeah. Akala ko maganda yung pala. Ah, yung pala yung scoliosis, tabingi pala.
And I remember you were telling me, sabi, bakit ang haba ng isang leg ko?
Bakit ang sexy ko dito? Parang laki ng ano, curve ko dito. It was the scoliosis, but diba? The vanity took over. But we've kind of correct.
Yeah, we kind of. I mean, it's okay to do it for a while. Okay, right, lang pa minsan, right, minsan. Right. But
we're looking long term, and we want to be like healthy, strong lolas. And when people see us, oh, wanna be like that one day.
Oh, diba? Because you don't see a lola right now when they're walking, they're sticking her butt out like that, diba? But diba? They're just normal walking lang naman sila.
Correct, but they are freaking strong. I mean, I've seen so many talaga.
Oh, oh. I mean, I'm wishing that we as people be in the blue zone, as they call it.
Yes. Diba? The centenarians, correct. Yes. Diba? So the people who are 100 years old and above, yeah, but living a good quality of life.
Yun lang talaga. You just have to have a good quality of life. You have to enjoy what you're doing.
Yeah. I'd also like to add, because Yael has a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
For those with injuries, you know, get it treated.
Yes, get it treated.
Because some people think, oh yeah, I'm strong enough, I'm going to do this. Uh-oh. Yeah, get it treated. Go to get a doctor.
Go to a professional who would look at you, see you talaga, and just really, really follow what they need to do, you know, to prescribe to you or anything. Like, I mean, I think more of hopefully not take more medicines than anything else.
Mm-mm.
Just more of functional movement that will get them better.
Okay, yeah. Well, I think that's everything. We've covered pretty much everything that I've learned from you and more.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm just really happy to share with women the tips for the high heels, because I just, you know, it's something I never would have even thought about. And I wear heels all the time for work, diba? Parang, hello. Parang that was common sense, but not.
Diba?
And because we did this with Iza, we are going to do some kind of an affirmation, like to cheer us on days when we are feeling kind of down or low energy for our workout. So what can you say?
Small steps for a better you.
Okay, let's say it again. Small steps for a better you.
Yes.
You know, we bring that out into the world, and who knows, diba? A lot of people might finally find their groove, their workout groove.
Just find that groove and then just go through it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
It's my pleasure. It's
and follow James, Coach James, on his socials. It's at TPSY James.
Yeah.
So you can see he's not that healthy.
Yeah,
because
much.
Once your metabolism is going great and you're still living your healthy lifestyle, you can eat whatever you want.
True. That's why when you see my social media, it's going to be funny, because you see it's all food.
Food trip.
It's food trips, right? But I show the reality of life.
Yeah.
That I can enjoy all these food and still be fit.
Mm-mm.
But because
that's
also
your great balance.
Yeah, that's the great balance you have. You know, enjoy food. I mean, you know, don't stuff everything in, but you know, enjoy it pretty much.
Good food, diba?
Good food.
Good food, good life, good friends. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you also for having me here.
With that, we close this episode of Case Drama.
Yeah. Stay healthy, guys.
Next up on Case Drama.
And it's funny because I remember double, and I never do this. I never do like a double take. Like if you see someone pretty, you're not supposed to look twice. It's obvious yun eh. Yung parang, hi. So I did that, which was kind of like, oh no, why'd you do that? Tapos she had bangs.
Ew,
she had bangs.
The worst, yeah.
Yeah, the worst bangs. But okay lang, cute naman.